Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the adult zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Grabbed the wrong intro, of course.
Let's try that again, folks. Let's try that again. Here we go.
Initialize sequence now.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is Rush Grooves,
only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
There we go. Now we know it's Thursday.
Matter of fact,
that's a good thing. That's a good thing that you played both intros. So at least the folks can hear that this is a professional show where we have two hosts that can get down with the get down. And, Crush, we don't do really news on this program. But you want to give them the news we were given yesterday?
Right. We don't do news on this program. We do do news on this program because today we have a special... Huh?
Not on Thursday.
Yeah, we do. We do some news.
We have
random thoughts, so to speak. But we are so stoked, folks. We are proud to announce that Phone Fantasy Radio was nominated for Best All-Around Team for the inaugural 2012 Jordan Michael Radio Awards, honoring the top radio shows, hosts, and networks of 2011.
Yay!
Hey!
And before y'all trip and say, what in the hell is she talking about? That's spelled M-I-K-A-L.
A-E-L.
Not Michael Wright's first name, I know, okay? But
right.
So M-I-K-A-L. And this is...
M-I-K-A-E-L.
A-E-L,
M-I-K-A-E-L.
Okay.
Right.
But, I mean, this just blew my mind. It's totally
right,
mind-blowing.
He didn't know what to think, y'all. He didn't know what to think.
I know that our friends and, you know, our acquaintances from CSF and everything else, listen to the program and everything, but to know that we were listened enough to where somebody would want to nominate us for an award is beyond mind-blowing.
Well, so, you know, we have people that listen to us. Thank you very much. First of all, there's certain things you just don't put out there. Thank you much, Black Reporter. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to let people know. You're not supposed to show your colors, Black Reporter. First of all, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to show your colors. If you felt that way, you should have kept it to yourself.
You don't put
doubt in people's minds. First of all, you know, you
True.
Doubting
True.
Us is not helping the situation. Anyway,
True.
Folks.
True.
To move right along, you know, we were nominated. We gladly accept the nomination. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We are so pleased that that you thought of us enough to add us to your roster, or your thoughts, and we appreciate all our listeners and supporters from Lady C.
Exactly.
To John H. from Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, Columbus, Ohio, sorry. The two brand new members of Phone Fantasy Radio, got to give them love, which is Brick, a.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Brick, who will be debuting March 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here with Brick's House Radio Show. And also Eric Rickness. McCray, who will also be debuting in March 7th, as a matter of fact, for the Wellness and Illness Show. They're the two new members to our Phone Fantasy Radio. Who else? We got Big Blessed Child. We got Renee. Definitely our fans in Milwaukee. Milwaukee hold us down now. We got PG, we got Ghetto, we got what's his name? Ashby. We got a lot of people that check out Phone Fantasy Radio. Saint from the Four Aces Network. And we really do appreciate the love and support, and we are very, very humbled and very thankful and very grateful that once again you put us in your thoughts. On that note, folks, tonight we're going to chastise Black Reporter again, because Black Reporter was not on his job.
No,
Black Reporter was
not
on his
school job,
folks. And he did not give us old school lists like he was supposed to, folks. This was supposed to be the old school. It was supposed to be the school battle between Black Reporter and myself, but Black Reporter did not give me a list for his old school folks. Why did he do it? I don't know.
New school is normally supposed to go first.
So? That don't mean anything. you didn't give me your job. You didn't get on your job. So now I get 2 hours to play whatever I want. So everybody know that. What?
Well, you already play what you want anyway.
Well, see, you're supposed to take an hour to get to hear what you want to hear, right?
You're the one behind the board.
This is the thing, but this is the thing, folks. Now, I have it open for anybody, not just Black Reporter, anybody to send in song requests. If y'all don't send in anything, I don't know what y'all want to hear. So therefore, y'all hear what I want to hear. That's how this works. I'm the one who controls everything around here. So if you want to hear something, you got to text me. You can text me at 347-855-7372. If you want to hear something, you can email me. You can email me at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And if you want to hear something, you can even give me a call, 805-830-8320. If you want to hear me something, you can hit me up on Facebook.com/Hearts Radio. Or you can hit us up at Phone Fantasy Radio, or Phone Fan Radio on Twitter, or La Crush Hearts on Twitter. Or
you can't get a hold of us.
There's ways y'all can hit me up. You know, don't sit there and say, I'll play what I want to play. Anyway, you the one who said, well, Crush, you know, I want to know if I can have an hour so I can play my old school music. Did you not say that to me, Black Reporter?
Yep, I did.
Okay. So, therefore, it is your responsibility, because that's all we ask of you. It's your responsibility to give me the playlist that you would like to hear on the hour that you requested, right?
I plead guilty.
Oh. Okay, and then if there's anything that you want to hear during the week or during the month, and we have Crush Grooves. We've been doing this for 2 months now. You know every Thursday we play music. If there's something you want to say, once again, Crush, I want you to play dot, 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 dot. You don't give me no list, I can't play nothing. You don't text me, I can't play nothing. You don't call me, email me, I can't play what you want to hear because I don't know what you want to hear. That's how this works. Just to clear it up.
You got that right.
Right. Just to clear it up.
Now,
this applies to Black Reporter and anybody else. If you want to hear something, let me know. You can email me, text me, Facebook me, Twitter me, any of that. You can, you know, you can get in contact with me. Once again, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You know, I'm here. You know, the list is here. You got to let me know ahead of time so I can have the songs that you want to hear. That's how this works. That's how this works.
And item number 3 on the agenda. You said we have a topic tonight.
Yes. We do have a question tonight that we're going to be asking. The question tonight, as we play our song and in between time, the question is, I hate it when... blink, 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 blink. This is your opportunity to get it on your chest. get it off your chest. You hated when what?
I hated when
Black Reporter does not get on his job and send me the song list like he's supposed to send me for Thursday, last Thursday of every month, or Crush Grooves for the school battle that which he requested to have.
Like I said, watch out, world.
I had to get off my chest.
And that's a lot of stuff to get it off. That's a lot of stuff to get it off of.
Stop looking at my boobs, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, they're right in front of me. Come on.
Huh?
They're right in front of me. What do you expect?
I know, right? Imagine if I was skinny. Oof, no.
You said it, I didn't.
Shut up.
805-830-8320.
Wait, what?
I just said the number, 805-830-8320. That's all.
Oh, he finally got it right, folks. out of 347, she's the infamous. She got the big mouth. She speaks her mind. Huh?
The pastor.
The pastor. Rick.
The pastor. Rick. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening, Brick. Good evening, Brick.
I hate
it when Brick calls and don't press one. So I just bring her on, folks.
That's right.
What's up, Brick?
Yeah.
How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm stoked. I'm excited. I'm hungry. I'm all of the above.
Why are you stoked?
Because we was nominated for an award.
Congratulations. It's very well earned. You guys do a tremendous job, and you earned it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ooh, I have this group I'm in, and this guy named Mr. Haitian Boy Gemini. Ooh, Lord. I'm just saying, he's pointing at you. I'm just talking about he's pointing at you, kid. It's one of those. Pointing at you, kid. sorry, folks.
Are we should be hearing this on family radio? This is what actually
this
not
is
family
our family radio. This is mature adult entertainment. There's nothing family about this radio show. nothing friendly about this radio show. All right, folks. So today I heard a song, and I think I'm going to play this song because I heard the song and I want to hear it again. And that's how things work on here, because I am the
master. I know. We know.
Behind the, huh?
You're the boss. We know.
I know. But no, that's not what I'm going to say. I was actually going to say I'm the master behind the mix right now, but, you know,
okay.
It is what it
Thank
is.
You.
All right, folks, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play some music. We're going to get in the mood. You know, I'm going to play some music y'all haven't heard in a long time. Well, y'all probably did hear, and I just wanted to play because I rock. if you have any song requests, then I have it. I can play something for you. Once again, you can text me at 347-855-7372. Or you can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Okay? That's how
it works. You can call us at 805-830-8320.
And on that note, I'm going to start with the Fugees. I miss Lauryn Hill. Just wanted to say that. I hate when she disappeared.
Oh, wow. She's just somewhere not to New Jersey.
Oh,
no.
Drumming my pain with his finger. singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Girl L, one time. Hey yo L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style, and so I came to see him and listen for a while. Young boy, stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers,
one time,
singing my life with his words,
two times,
killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with this song, telling my whole life with his.
Breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need.
Yeah, another soul on soul. Yeah, production. Yeah. I stay soaked in foreign colognes. I keep dick. Coogee sweat is hand knit, cause that's that fly shit. I say lace because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff, flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen hundred Benz coupe in my driveway. Tried to have it my way, the flyway. Led to a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you. Instead, I dissed you. So now I miss you. True.
Miss you.
Welcome back to Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Hi, Black Reporter. You see, this is why I don't want to call. Just never focus. Stop funny, Brick. Hi, Brick. Like, when we need him to jump in, he don't ever jump in, do we? We never
this
on cue.
This is Fantasy Radio. Crush Grooves.
And then his phone have the nerve to drop. Then his phone have the nerve to drop. The caller has been dropped. Wow. Anyway,
okay.
Folks, welcome. Sorry. Welcome back to Crush Grooves with LaCrush and the disappearing Black Reporter. We have already started off our segment. Tonight's question is, I hate it when, and you fill in the blanks. Get it off your chest. Tell us what you're hating about. We just finished playing some music. We started off with Killing Me Softly by the Fugees. Then we went into some Monifa, Rest in Peace, Heavy D. With,
I was grooving to that one. I haven't heard that one in years. I was in here dancing.
And then we had Steelo with 702. Maybe we'll put them on the map. I felt like 1996 summer. This is what that reminds me of. That's
wow.
Summer right now. So, yeah,
that
I like
Monifa song, Rest in Peace, Heavy D. I love
right.
that song when it came out.
Right.
What happened to that one hit wonder, Monifa? Monifa, if
actually,
you're listening
she had more than one hit,
to D Crush Blues, make another
she
record.
Had.
I like your voice.
Right, she
really
had more
did.
Than one hit, though.
What other hit she had?
She had Touch It. She had You.
What the hell is Touch It?
I can't sing it. Can't sing it.
She
I can't sing it. I can play it. I can't sing it.
Come on, what is it?
Huh?
Come on, hum a few bars.
I can't hum a few bars. That's not it. That was not it. No, that's not it.
Forget it. Forget
I can play it a bit. Here you go. That was back in 1998.
That's like America's Next Top Model. That was America's Next Top Model.
No, that was Monifa's song. That's just bad.
Please, that ain't like America's Next Top Model.
No, it does not sound like America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
And he had another song that I was actually listening to just the other day, he had one more song that I know was on the charts. It was called You, and she was in the video. She was in the snow. It was fake snow. That's what it was.
It was
fake snow. It was fake snow. So I hate one hit wonders. That's what I hate. You be digging them, and the next thing you know,
yeah,
they're not there. It's not their fault. You know, it really isn't, but I still hate them. I can hate them.
You think I steal you, and then you just drop out of sight?
Right.
I
can hate them.
Yeah. It's my music money, folks.
I can't.
That's good.
Huh?
Other chick too. She was good too. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, here was that You song. I think this is it. You remember this one?
Yeah. I remember that one. For that guy,
you remember
it though.
That was on the same album as I Miss You. That came out. That was,
all
right.
Oh.
I can
tell
you.
Right. I remember that one.
She was in the laundromat. I never got the video, though. She was in the laundromat, and they showed all the clothes washing, and it was raining outside. And she, I don't know, she didn't like to wear shoes. Wasn't that her thing? She didn't like to wear shoes.
I remember that song. She's like a sample queen, though. That's all like something else, too.
That's probably why she's the one that worked.
Somebody else is me, too.
Right. All right, folks. We're talking about everything underneath the sun, but tonight we do have a question for you. What do you hate? I hate it when... ... fill in the blanks, let us know. We're going to go down the lines because I see we got some hands up right now. We got 614, the hottest man out of Columbus, Ohio, coming to us live. We don't know if he's black and we don't know if he's white because we've been arguing about that all day. What up, John H?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, John H.
I'm white. Hey, I need somebody out there to help me. I got this CD my girlfriend got me. Crush, you might know who this is. I'm playing it right now.
That's Jill Scott. That's Jill Scott. Jill Scott,
is that? Is that you singing?
It's Jill Scott, damn it!
Who the hell is that, man? That's what I got for my birthday. I like it, but I don't know who the hell it is, man.
It's Jill Scott. If I say that again, I'm going to beat you.
Yeah, that's who. Because I was trying to tell my friend I thought it was Jill Scott, and she said it was Tina Turner.
Tina
Turner.
That's Jill Scott.
At my Facebook, I got to rechange it.
Okay, I got a question for
black,
you, John.
I'm white.
Turn that down, John.
Like white women.
All right, turn that down, John. Turn that off, John.
You've been talking about having problems.
Right, turn that off. We got some questions for you, John.
Okay.
John, pay attention. Focus. Regroup. We got some questions for you, John. One question I have, John, is I went to your Facebook page today, and I clicked on your photos, and I seen all your games that you play, and the one human photo that you had on there was a black guy. Who is that, John?
Black reporter.
No, that's not. No, that's not. This was in your profile pics. Who you perpetrating, John? Who is that?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, John. You had this black guy up as one of your Photoshops.
Oh, that's one of my
friends. Who is that black guy, John?
One of my friends.
Mm-hmm. And you
so you
have to
give
fraud,
his
John.
Views are gonna have to be black or
and
white about
you...
Michael Jackson.
No, honey, you're
wrong. Black or you white, John? We just don't know.
I'm white.
shout out to Russ Alex from London, England. He said, congrats on the nominee. If there's any justice, you all will win. Respect from London, England. So shout out to Russ. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the appreciation. Thanks for tuning in to Crush Crew.
I got a play for Crush.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, we got to keep it moving, John. Right, we're going to have to put you on mute. You into your CD right now. moving right along. Out of the 917-396, what's your name? Where you calling from? Speak up. I can't hear you.
Now, this is your boy Stevie B from KLY.
Oh, hi, Stevie B. I thought you were somebody else. Hi, Stevie B.
What's good?
How are you doing today, Stevie B?
I'm doing very too well. I'm doing very good.
Okay. Stevie B, tonight's question is, I hate it when fill in the blank. And I add this sidebar, Stevie B. I know there's a lot of things that you hate. We need to keep it to a minimum, sir. Keep it to a minimum. Because I know, we know you, you take it, and we'll be an hour later talking about, we still talking about this topic. So, keep it to a minimum, and let us know,
you know
what are some of the things you're hating.
You know what I'm hating right now? I'm hating when I come outside and I see these little young cats wearing furry old Ugg boots. Looking like a old Doug gangster. That's what I'm hating. Out here, look like furry pirate gangsters on their feet. That's what
ugly,
I hate this.
Huh?
Oh my god.
Ugly. Black reporter, we hear
they
you. Don't be oh my god.
I'm telling you, looking like furry pirate gangsters, I'm telling you.
Furry pirate gangsters. Wow.
Yeah, they got these furry.
Give me all your money,
son. Look like
Give me all your money.
And they furry.
Oh, no good.
What's going on?
Ladies, I mean, I don't know. That seemed to be the trend. Skinny jeans and Uggs.
Oh, female Ugg boots?
Nah.
Yeah, that's a catch, though.
Nah.
Some of us wearing female Ugg boots. Not the male versions, but the female furry Uggs.
That's not a good look.
No bueno.
I don't even got it.
And they have the stretch pants now. And women was called stretch pants. Now they're using them as skinny jeans. Those are called stretch pants.
That's the ones.
Get off your chest, B. We're going to keep the show flowing and going, because that's how we do. Out of the 225, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the sexiest woman I know. What's up, Lady C?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, Lady C, did you hear the good news? Lady C and Stevie B, did y'all hear our good news? We was nominated for an award for Best Overall Team.
It's like this, and everything.
Okay, DVB. DVB, he got us on hold. You know, we can't mess with Stevie B and John right now. They doing something else. But the good news is we was nominated for an award for Best Overall Team. for the inaugural Jordan Michael Radio Awards for 2011 season. So thank you, Lady C, because you called faithfully into the show, whether we were sick, whether we was on air or not, you called to check in on us. So thank you, Lady C. Thank you, John.
Loyalty.
You know, thank you, John. Thank you, Stevie B, you know, for showing that love and supporting us and holding us down, because y'all are definitely part of that that team as
we
well.
We appreciate it.
We really do
appreciate
y'all. What's that, John?
Do.
What's up?
What pisses me off the most of these people are, like, you know, when you go to the store and they claim they're homeless. Well, if the motherfuckers is homeless, why do you see them in the party stores getting, like, 24 ounces and shit and packs of cigarettes and shit, man? I hate that shit. You know, if, when I go to the store, I got money. I hate that shit.
Tell them why you mad, John. Tell them why you mad, John. Tell them why you mad.
Huh?
All right.
Well,
it's called
what'd
addiction.
What'd you say, Black Reporter? He said it's called an addiction.
Yep.
All right, Lady C, it's your turn, Lady C. Lay it on us. Why are you mad, Lady C? Tell us why you mad.
Why am I mad?
You're no dick.
Why am I mad? I am mad when I hear someone says, I'm going to keep it 100, and they're lying out their ass. That drives me crazy. I want to keep it 100, and they really don't want it 100, because if you tell them, they don't want to hear it. You weren't that good. What do you mean?
You didn't, oh, come on,
you know,
man.
On the point.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about something when you said that. I'm thinking about something. I was thinking about the next song I'm going to play, and I thought of Junior Mafia with Biggie Smalls and all of them. And he started this campaign. Bad Boy started this campaign and it still hasn't ended. And I want to blame Bad Boy. Because in the early, the mid-90s, Bad Boy Entertainment came out, Puffy, Biggie, Lil' Kim, all of them. And he started talking about Versace. And he started talking about Bentleys and Lamborghinis and all these name brand things. And here we are in 2012, and that seems to be the concept for every song. There's, if you type in the word money in rap, that's all you hear about. Is these expensive cars that they supposed to be driving, these, fur coats and all these materialistic things. And I'm not saying, you know, it's part of your swag and stuff like that. I understand it. But then you want to come back 10 years later when you are, I'm going to say, washed up, and you want to talk about how broke you are.
Broke.
You're right. You're so broke. You have no money. You filed for bankruptcy. You working at McDonald's. You know, just a minute ago in 1996, you was popping. You had all this... You had all this Lamborghinis and mansions and furs and, you know, and that's what that reminded me of. Stop perpetrating a fraud. Talking about you keep it at 100, you do this, you hustle, you do that, and that's not what you're doing.
Rush.
That really isn't what you're doing.
Rush.
They give you credit cards.
Right.
Rush, if they want to get good record deals, go to Death Row Records, man.
And I'm mad you just said that, Don. I really am. I'm upset that you just said that. I really am. I'm not gonna touch that.
That doesn't
leave that alone.
Going broke.
Right, and I don't need Suge Knight knocking on my door. Anyway,
hey, he's a lovable guy, man. Look what he did with Biggie Small.
Huh?
I just said, do you see where Biggie is right now?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along. We're not even going to dwell on that because we're not going down that route. I know you made a list for me, Pastor Brick. What's on your mind? What you hating?
I'm hating on a lot of things, Crush.
know.
But
get off your
chair. All right, sorry, Pastor Brick.
I don't know a lot of shit. No. It's just too much to name. But you know, one thing I can is that I'm hating on people who like to piggyback off of other people's success. I don't like that shit. I hate that.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I mean, if you did the hard work, okay, you know, but I hate people that like to glory hog and steal the glory, and even though they didn't do any damn thing, but they like to take the fame.
Exactly.
Glory mongers.
Yeah, wait on that.
And just for the record,
all right, folks.
Rush.
Just for
all
the record, if
are you
anybody,
taking a request
any,
tonight too?
If any, if any people call y'all glory hoggers, y'all not, because without you people, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Yeah. You know?
But you people are real.
Also,
man.
Also, folks. You're listening to Crush Cruise with LaCrush and Black Reporter. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. Don't forget to hit up the website, because I've been working very hard on it, phonefantasyradio.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on all that. So, you know, hit up the website. Right now, we're going to get it back into some music, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some, and we're going to talk about some more stuff that we hate. What's that, John?
Can you take a request, Dr. Dre, a.k.a. California Love?
California Lou.
You know something?
I'll see
that.
What I can do.
Yeah,
what?
I would love that.
Dre and
okay,
Tupac.
That's right, y'all. Black Reporter, the 56-year-old guy, said he would love to hear California Love with Tupac and Dr. Dre. I'm just saying.
Man,
you see how I had a years 52. On, right? So I can say I'm more potent. You see how I had a years on. Anyway, folks, you're listening to Crush Cruise once again. And here goes some.
I'll wash your clothes for you, man. Won't even charge you.
Right. Okay. Here's some get money, and then we're going to get into some California love. All right, John.
Love you. As a friend. I got morals, man. You probably got bodyguards, honey.
You got a girl that listens to the show, too.
That your team can affect my queen. Gold and platinum plaque since I stepped on the scene. Now I mean, keep the scene. Jacuzzi full of women. She hitting me and him much love like Wimbledon. But I'm screaming killer. I'm overseas in my villa. My mama suits nothing villa. Queen switch the plan. Cop the Lexus land. See gutter. Rockefeller 400s and better. Lucy's push threes with five in his eyes. Knock a knock, go cry. My Mary Blige. I die for my back to steal. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts to pick a pose. Act. The chocolate dime. Watch the mafia shine. Girls, get your own. Can't touch a dime. My mind's
and good. If you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You could be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. You better move over. You could be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. You better move over.
Big Mama, keys in Tijuana. Some call me Donna, Karen or Armani. Gap for the Panani. For brown nose crushes, cat killing lovers, ignorant mother. Drop a Benz on Miata, this honey's got to sweet pinata, dick shot to Louis Kim the Black, Erica Kane, and who remains in Chanel frames and animals of all kinds. Russian Fendi sables, we're matching pool tapes. We the lady
mafia.
Admiring my shoes by Gucci, I be eating sushi, playing with my counting Lucci. I got banks to rob, convertible stars, I'm married to the mob.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuously to get money. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
Frank White, the desperado, used to rock the all-black Movado, the all-black Eldorado, all that, and the bottle of Dom P. can't harm me, I keep the army. It's Brooklyn in the house. Without a doubt, I'm a rapper with clout. Everybody yap about, check it out. Guns, I bust them. Problems with my wife, don't discuss them. Coops and Lear jets, I lust them. Fingerprints, I dust them. Recent address.
What?
Sucky for your stash and your pissy mattress. Your mom's an actress, didn't want to show me the safe. It's okay, she was on anyway, I display. Hot 97, rhyme ready. Cop Mac 11, line steady. Like Tevin Campbell, I'm ready to do what I do continuously.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst, so don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst, so don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
One. 96 Catalog. Cesalia De Janeiro. Big Mama Queen B. Mafioso. Notorious. Well known. Frank
Get
White.
Money.
Yeah. Nelly up in the speed. Got my man that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I mean?
Word up. MCA, this is how we do any day. Me and Freaky Ty, Pretty Lou, my man, Big Night. We be getting down representing, so this is how it goes. Let me let you know how it be in the G-A-E, double B-O, my name Ho. Let me run it down the line.
Who's the best? Who's the worst in this here rap game? For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing, putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with the style that they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I've seen a lot of come, I've seen a lot of go. I've seen a lot of break, I've seen a lot of blow. Yo, it's a trip to see your fellas slip. Get a grip, get a grip, get a grip, get a grip. You don't even know the half of my crew to be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, set you tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your pits and bats. And get the gats just in case you take it to the stack. The Lex cools, the Beamers and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my people in the pen. My man, keep your head up into the hood. East Coast, West Coast. Punks be frontin' like they ill.
Like
that bustin' cash ain't got a
goddamn thing to do with skill.
Recognize what you frontin' for. I know your style, you never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race.
Man, you better stop
faking jacks, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, Ace Juice trade, y'all. At the best, up in Zimbabwe. Hey, who's the best? I want the best to come test me. So I can release the stretch from my test, G. Is you down to go pound for pound? Toe to toe, blow for blow, round for round. I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder in the rain. Causing confusion to your brain. It's the Lex, who's the Beamers and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pen. Keep your head up into the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride, ride, ride. Keep the jams live for the year 95. I got more s*** in my tribe than this bees in the beehive. LB fam, every day stay high. Mr. G, every day high. Concentrate to get my things straight. Make a place before it's too damn late. The Lost Boys, yeah, that's who I be with. That's who I runs with, who I smoke trees with. Pack your bags, head out of town. I be back around, so be gone before sundown. From Jamaica comes your name cheeks. With techniques for the streets, over roughneck beats. There's rumors going around about the cheeks can't remain with. Me and my fan, we're chopping fools like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. Let's cruise the Beamers and the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pen. Yo, keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with one for no lie. Let me hear you say ride.
Ride, ride. Oh.
Talk to the East
anyway,
Coast,
folks.
9 o'clock to the Central. And you're listening to the award-nominated Phone Fantasy Radio on LaCrosse Charts and the one and only Black Reporter right here on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Powered by Blog Talk Radio. Right there was our music set with some Biggie Smalls, may he rest in peace, with Junior Mafia, Get Money. After that, we had By Request, California Love, with Tupac and Dr. Dre. And that right there, had to bring it back on over to the East Coast, had to bring it back to Queens. That's the Lost Boys with Mr. Cheap. Actually, rest in peace, Freaky Ty as well. So, Jeeps, Lex Coupes, Beamers in the Benz. 95, 96, we had some good tunes in 95 and 96. We really did. We really did. So tonight, once again, we're talking about I Hate It When. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320, and let us know you hate it when what? You know, that's the question for tonight. We're going down our list again. We're going to work our way from the bottom on up, and at the bottom right now is the one and only Pastor Brick. Pastor Brick, you got to give us something else you hate, man.
Okay, something else that I hate. Well, I hate when I see, and we discussed this earlier today, I hate when I go into the store and I see these young girls in the store with their hair all done up with these long weaves and extensions, and the hair is shaking all over the place, and the wind blows and the hair blows with it. It's so feathery and light, and, you know, and then they got to know themselves and complain about a pack of meat being $2.99 after they spent $300 on some hair. And I find it ridiculous that we are willing to spend $200 on sneakers, okay, we're willing to spend $500 on hair, and yet and still we put garbage into our bodies, meat that's like, you know, half ground beef, half turkey, half duck lip, half, you know, pig ass, everything mixed around in the meat, just because it's a dollar cheaper than the sirloin, which is a little bit pricier, but at least you know you're getting 100% top choice beef, as opposed to beef plus whatever the hell they want to throw in, mix in with it, and serve to you. I mean, people complain about the price of, you know, all these vegetables is too expensive. Okay, so yeah, instead you go and put 99-cent canned green beans in your body instead of getting the fresh ones that are better for you. So I think that we need to stop wasting all our money, putting all our money into what we have on and what's on our back and what's on our head, and start looking at what we consume and put more thought into that and stop eating garbage. Because that's all everybody eats. Everybody eats garbage instead of just saying, you know what, let me spend a little bit extra and get something wholesome.
Garbage tastes so good.
Oh,
good. You may look good on the outside, but inside your body is rotten to the core. That's what I'm talking about.
I know I'm preaching the choir on this
one. I know.
But it puts on the pounds.
I know.
But like I said, I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one, so.
But don't sit up here and complain about the price of a pack of meat, but yet you have $200 hair on your head.
I know that's right. I don't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't do that because I love my wigs. But yeah. I love my
$100 on a silk wrap on your nails, but you don't spend $10, you know what I'm saying, on some wholesome, decent food to put into your body. You'll say, well, that's too much money. Why should I eat, you know, beef franks and I can get the chicken mixed with everything else? You know, we put garbage. We feed garbage to our kids, too, but yet put Jordans on their feet. That's absolutely ridiculous. It makes no sense. You know, that's
now,
what I have a problem with. That the girl
now,
is actually complaining because the meat, oh, this meat is too damn expensive. Look at your hair. Go on.
Cut
shit. And $200 and wholesome, like you know, good fruits, vegetables, or whatever. Instead of, you know, pinching and don't want to put coupons up there trying to save every last bit, don't want to buy food. Come on. It's just, I think it's just stupidity. So that's my pet peeve. We pick and choose the wrong battles. Don't battle the price of meat. Look real about why that hair is $200. That's my problem.
Go get them, girl.
I like that.
Y'all avoided me the first half hour. I mean, the first hour. Okay.
Well,
I didn't give my 2 cents the first hour. No problem.
We need to put two violins.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Black reporter. Stop being distracted. Go ahead.
I may kick up a hornet's nest right now, but still drives me to hell in a handbasket when I see a good looking, and it works both ways, okay? A good looking black person,
big woman,
with a ugly looking person.
Amen. Oh, hell yeah. Right on.
You know John is the ugly other person, right? Love you, John.
I was trying to step around that very gently. I was expecting
so
that
you
kind of
hate
reaction.
When you see a very beautiful person.
I'll just come out and say it from my viewpoint. A very beautiful sister with a white guy who I know I look 10 times better than, you know. And the situation is the fact that, you know, quote unquote, love is blind. I understand that and everything. And I have no problem with that. But the situation is, I don't know.
You wish it was you.
Well, you know, the old saying is, too, ugly people need love, too, bro.
Right.
So you hate it. That's all. We just all say what we hate. It don't matter. Don't try to sugarcoat it. You hate to see a black sister with a white, Asian, or anybody else, whether they're good-looking or not. You want a black sister with a black guy. How you think the black women felt when they saw all these football players, basketball players, getting white women? Blonde cheerleaders and whatever. How you think we felt about that? We weren't happy. Sisters
going
to get through high school and college and everything. When you hit the pros, you go white.
You're right, so, Nancy.
It's the same thing. Just say you hate it. Don't try to say, I don't want to step on no toes. The idea is what you hate. Like, I hate going to a store and say it's a plus-size coat and you can't find nothing to fit your fat ass.
Get off your chest, Lady C. Get off your chest. Lady C, get off my chest.
Boy, that big ass looks so good when you do get it in a pair of tight blue jeans, I bet.
Oh, John.
But you
got to
breathe. You
got to
breathe, John. We got to breathe and walk. We want it to fit us. We want it to look nice. We don't want to go, it's a plus size, you get in there, and you can't find nothing that looks decent. They'll give you these flowers, these stripes look like, say, look at me, I'm Kool-Aid Man's sister. You
basically
want
what
nice.
They are is, no, she's not lying. Pattern. Basically what they are
everything,
is,
everything got to look like the Amazon River. I mean, the
yeah.
Amazon forest. Everything got to have all these colors and carried on. You know what I miss? I want to watch New Jack City right now. Random thought, folks. Random thought. Sorry.
Actually, close.
Random thought.
You're not the only one.
I don't know why that reminded me of watching. I just want to watch New Jack City just now. you're tuned into Crush Grooves. We're La Crush and Black Reporter. We're playing our summer '90s mix, mid '90s mix. You just imagine. Just now, I just imagine being in the car, 15 years old, being in the car with your brother or your cousin or some dude, and the song comes up on 97.1 on your local chain station. You blasting it. The windows are down, and the sun is shining, and the, you know, the cool air just is breezing, and that's bumping on the highway. Just
bumping.
And everybody just in the air rapping because everybody think they thug.
Everybody think they know the song. Everybody got it.
Right. We know all the words.
Them heads keep a bopping and everything else.
And then we start humming, and then we start mumbling the words, Lex. Keep your head up. We say that one sentence, you know. You say that mad loud. Keep your head up.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah, what is that? I don't know. I like it.
That's me. That's me 24/7. I don't know. Well, I like it.
Don't make me think of it because it'll be something totally different.
That'd be me. Folks, we're playing good old music, having good old times once again on Crush Grooves. I just want to remind everybody that we will not be on air next week. This will be our last show as the singular Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush and Black Reporter. What's going to happen is we're going to take next week off. We're going to regroup. We're going to get all our ducks in a row. And then we're going to come back here brand new, brand spanking new, with new shows, new topics, new personalities. Coming March 5th, 2012. Shut up. March 5th. 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern is the debut of Brick's House. With our very own Brick, a.k.a. Pastor Brick. She'll be hosting her own show every Monday. This is going to happen every Monday, folks, and every Monday. You want to tell them more about your show, Brick?
Yes, I'd love to. Every Monday, you'll be stuck listening to the sound of my annoying voice. And I will be talking about everything, like my mama say, from soup to nuts. I'll be talking about social issues. I'll be talking about political issues. I'll be talking about, what's that other one? Sex. Gotta talk about sex. We love talking about sex. Relationships.
You know me.
We'll also discuss celebrity nonsense. You know, a lot of celebrity talk, a lot of garbage. That's going to be our end of the month show. But we're going to have a lot of fun here. We're going to have some music. We're going to play, you know, what Black Reporter failed to do this week, provide you with some nice Goldie oldies. Not too old. I don't want to put you to sleep. But, you know, some back-in-the-day music where, you know, it was cool to have CB radios and wear jelly shoes and have Afro Parks and everything else when everything was groovy. That was my time when everything was groovy. We have all this bullshit out here now. And we're going to have fun with it. It's going to be wonderful. And you should tune in because you never know what I'm going to say. And the fact that it's my show means I can say whatever the hell I want to say. And that's about it. Looking forward to joining the Fantasy Radio family.
Yay. Okay, Black Reporter, what was you going to say? Now we got that out the way. What you was going to say so we can finish?
The question that I was going to have was, do we know when this award ceremony is going to be?
Oh, good grief.
Crush.
You could have texted me. You could have texted me that, Black Reporter.
Crush.
I mean, the public wants to know.
No, the public don't know. Public wasn't even thinking about that. What's up, John?
Since Brett's going to have her show, why don't we play one of the songs by, I think, either the Comet, I can't remember what group it was, called She's a Brick House.
Oh, you know that's going to play.
We're going to play that. Not now, but let me finish going down the lineup. Okay, so Mondays we have Brick House at 8 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, once again, the brand new, well, not even brand new, but the repolished, so to speak, the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. We'll come back with brand new topics, brand new stories, brand new ha-has, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Then on Wednesday, we have a brand new host by the name of Rickness. With the Wellness versus Illness shows Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We have Rickness on the air right now. Rickness, tell us about your show.
Well, first of all, I want to say it's a pleasure being part of Phone Fantasy Radio, and congratulations to Phone Fantasy Radio family. I'm so excited. I really am. Listen, Wellness versus Illness show, in a matter of 60 seconds, is pretty much a show that encourages individuals to actually express their psychiatric disabilities or the traumatic episodes. And you don't have to be diagnosed with a mental illness to be a part of the show, because whether you're diagnosed or not, I'm quite sure majority of the world been through experience, some type of traumatic experience in their life. And a lot of individuals, they may be afraid to talk about it because they may be afraid of how people are going to treat them. Well, I'm the type of individual that I would say what you may be afraid to say. And I normally encourage people that it's okay to put yourself vulnerable, because I'll put myself in the hot seat first. So that's what this show is about. You know, even La Crush, we've been talking about it for a while. It's a lot of people commit suicide, and a A lot of people don't know how to express they don't know how to deal with their emotions, and that's what wellness versus illness is, amongst other different things that encourage people to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't Future Show going to be what daytime TV already is all about?
Wait, say it again.
Isn't your show, your upcoming show, isn't it going to be what daytime TV is already all about?
Okay, you got to elaborate there. Are you talking about Jerry Springer, or are you talking about?
The doctor.
Dr. Phil.
Wait a minute, say it again.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil. That's like a yes and no. Dr. Phil, yes, he's a form of a psychiatrist or therapist. But, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Phil and myself, we pretty much, let's say the concept is similar. His backyard is different than mine. Like, for example, I live in Hempstead, and Dr. Phil may live in Suffolk County, like the Hamptons. So we still live in Long Island, but we live in two different parts of the planet, because Dr. Phil sees things at a much of a psychiatrist's point of view. I see things more of a peer, or I'm a brother from around the way point of view. Things that I identify with, I guarantee you, Dr. Phil ain't go, I ain't never been through that. You know what I'm saying? I've been homeless before. Ask Dr. Phil, he's been homeless. Most likely, he probably tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can't experience. I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, it's very difficult to reach somebody at the level where they're at if you cannot identify where they're coming from. And I'm not saying that Dr. Phil don't have the ability to help people. It's just that he reached one particular audience and I reach another.
Thank you very much. That was well said, well put. Black reporter, keep your comments to your damn self. Moving right along, on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have Crush Grooves once again, being repolished, bringing back the theme nights that we always do. So you want to tune in March 5th, the next show, March 5th, mark your calendars. We'll be right back here at Phone Fantasy Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. If you have not and you want to keep up to date, you can go ahead and make a free account with Blog Talk Radio and like our page or follow our page and get updates when we're on air. Moving right along, we got a caller from the 75SIM. Hello, 75SIM. What your name is? 503.
Hey, my name is Gillis. How you doing?
How are you? Welcome to Crush Grooves.
Yeah, I just tuned in. I just happened to catch the guy talking about his show about helping people. I don't know what's going on. I just happened to tune in.
Okay, well, we were talking about the brand new shows that we have coming in March, and one of the shows that you had just come in on is Wednesdays nights at 8 p.m., Wellness versus Illness Show, with our host, Rickness. Right now, you're listening to Crush Grooves with the Crush and Back Reporter, and we do have a topic or a question of the night, and that question of the night is... name something that you hate. I hate it when...
I try to stay away from hate, but shit. wow, I got to think. What do I hate? I might need
any
some time.
Pet peeves? Huh?
I might have to come back to that one. I don't know what I hate right now. I just ate some food, so my stomach is real full right now.
All right. Preoccupied. Okay, I understand. Rickness, you just joined in the conversation. Once again, we're going over I hated when, you know, what are some of your pet peeves? You know, share with us something that, you know, just gets under your skin.
Okay. Actually, it was a situation that happened not too long ago, and I hated when I'm talking to a woman and I'm damn near so close to her that I can kiss her. And she still responds back with the phrase, huh? So, you know, I can't stand that. You know what I'm saying? That's irritating. I'm like, listen.
That be me.
I don't like to repeat myself. I'm that close to you that I can kiss you on the cheek and you respond back with, huh? I don't think.
That's me. That is definitely me. I'm a hard person. I can't help it. Be like, huh? Sometimes sometimes I don't hear you, or it has to take a minute for it to register, and the first response I have is, huh? Because it's just like, I hear you, but it was blurred. It was like, blah, 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 let's go out Saturday. Like, and it just takes a minute for it to register what you just said. So I have to go, huh? It's just a habit of mine. Like, it really is.
Damn,
I do something like that. That is me. That is me.
Nah, you know, you're nowhere near as bad as this particular young lady who I spoke to. And she woke out
yes,
of her
I
sleep.
Yes, I am. You haven't seen me live yet. When you meet me live and we at dinner or something like that, or, you know, I have something on my mind or distracted or something like that, I'm a high type of person. You could be talking to me, and I could be looking you dead in your face and reading your lips and still say, huh?
And even worse than that, it's when, like, you're in a club or something like that and you're on the dance floor. And, you know, you be trying to talk, and you turn around and say, huh?
Well,
Crush.
I don't know about being in the dance floor.
I can add to that, too.
That's crazy. All right, folks, get tuned in once again to Crush Grooves. We talk about what is our pet peeves. You know, really sum it up. What is it that you hate? 757, Dillard, have you come up with anything yet?
Yeah, I don't hate, but I dislike.
Uh-huh.
People that don't have their coupons together when they go shopping and they decide when they get.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's when they pull out like 300 different coupons. But they could have fixed everything before they got to the line. And they get mad at you because you mad at them.
I
wouldn't
do
that
thing. Right.
Wow.
Right.
You do have a point.
Yeah, that is a good point right there. Especially if you're in a rush, it always seems like that person got extra. Then they want to send their kids to go get stuff. Yeah, you have to send your kid
to
go get
store.
Something. Oh, no, it's not this one. Take this back and go get the other one. Go get the blue one. Go get the blue one. And the kid run around trying to find out where the blue one is. I hate those moments, too. Thank
you.
Dylan, where you calling from?
Who, me?
Yeah, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Newport News, Virginia.
Okay, Newport News, Virginia. All right, that's what it is. That's what it is.
We're going to have to start getting a map and just pointing dots all over the map.
Right, we're going to have to get the globe and put dots on the globe. And you thought nobody listened
to
us, Black Reporter.
Call it the globe. We got England, too.
And you think nobody listened to us. Shout out to London, England. We got London, England in the check-in. Russ Alex checking us out. What else we got in the check-in? We had somebody else in the check-in. Sorry, baby. I forgot your name. You sorry about that. You got to hit me back up. You got your name.
Right,
I'm a bad hostess. So I apologize. A lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of people sending me messages right now. Once again, phonefantasyradio.com is the site to be. You want to sign up for, subscribe to our voicemail. You want to subscribe to our updates and things like that and keep up to date. We're on Facebook, facebook.com, Hearts Radio.
Like
shout out
my
to the
page.
People that liked our page. Shout out to the people that liked our page. Black Reporter, I'm about to delete your page. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to delete your page, Black Reporter.
Ms. Crush, you just give me a good answer on something. You said what it pisses you off sometimes. You just answered your own question, honey. Black Reporter interrupts you sometimes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, babe. Thanks. Yes. Black Reporter always interrupts with stuff that, you know, give me a minute, Black Reporter. Let me finish talking about Phone Fantasy Radio. Then we'll talk about your damn page that you don't ever add anything on.
Wow. I think he's glutton for punishment.
Huh?
Oh. I think Black Reporter is glutton for punishment. I think he enjoys. I think he enjoys picking at you. You know.
Some people like pleasure. I guess he likes pain.
Yeah, That what it is, Black Reporter?
I'm not even gonna mention that.
Shout out to our newest pages. We got 5 pages on Facebook, folks. So there should be no reason why you don't know what show, when show, what show comes on. Let me tell you, I'm going to do the rundown of the pages. First of all, please go like Black Reporter page. If you could find it in your heart to just put in the search bar, BLK Reporter, and just like his page, please.
Oh,
I beg you, this is an outcry to everybody that tunes into this episode. Please, if you don't like nobody pages, please like Black Reporter page. Please, he's trying to get his numbers up. He already got 30 people that like it. He wants some more people. Please like his page. Is that better, Black Reporter? You feel good now?
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on. We got Phone Fantasy Radio also on Facebook.com/Hearts Radio. We got Brick House Radio show on Facebook.com/Bricks House. And we also got the Wellness versus Illness show on Facebook.com/Wellness versus Illness. And we also have myself, the sexy,
super,
the funny.
Excuse me.
We're talking about me now. You got to shut up, okay? You got to shut up. I'm trying to set an ambiance here, folks. Y'all interrupting my ambiance real quick. Can I just set the ambiance real quick? Can I just have this moment? Can I get 5 minutes? Can I promote myself for a minute? Anyway, you can find the Super Fluffy Flirt, Ms. LaCrush Hearts, also on Facebook.com/Super Fluffy Flirt. There we go. You feel better now? I got it out there. You feel better? You want to interrupt now?
Yeah.
What you want to say? What was so important that you couldn't wait to
finish my that was it. Give them the correct address.
Wow.
Give them the correct address.
Give them the correct address to what?
To your name.
Give them the correct address to what?
To your page.
To my page. What's my correct address, Black Reporter?
Facebook.com/SuperFluffyBlurt.
As pissed as you got her.
You thought I didn't know it, huh?
No, I knew you knew it. I just wanted you to say it. You just had to get it off your chest. Yeah, say it with your chest. You wanted to say it. You wanted to feel potent right now. Go ahead, Black Water. That's your moment to shine. That's your moment to shine. All right, folks. We was playing some music. Now we just talk about pet peeves. We got everybody online right now holding us down. 614, we got Columbus, Ohio, with John H., who's perpetrating a black man on Facebook. Baton Rouge, Louisiana's Queen B. What's up, Lady C?
Oh, yeah.
Queen B. Excuse me, Queen D, not B. Excuse me, it's Debbie, not Debbie. So, we got
Queen
Debbie.
D, I bet she's got some nice
taste on the line. Okay, y'all can shut up now. We got Newport News, Virginia. There we go. Newport News, Virginia, the 757, brand new to Crush Cruise. It's Dylan, right, with a D?
Hello?
I guess he's there. Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Gillis. I'm your friend on Facebook.
You my friend? Aww.
Yeah. Uncle Gillis. You might not remember me.
Oh, Gillis. Oh.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, that's who it is. I know who you are. You're the Casanova.
Yes, I am. Gillis Casanova.
Okay. You're Casanova. We've played some of your music on here.
Wow.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. See, I'm blushing right now.
Huh?
I'm blushing right now.
Oh, no, you're too dark. Stop that. I didn't know you was from Newport. I didn't know. Why did I think you was from Newport?
I'm from New York, but I actually just got a phone today. And they this is the area code they gave me.
Okay, so, where are you right now, physically, what state are you in?
I'm in Virginia right now.
Okay. All right. You're in Virginia. That's what's up. All right. So, any other dislikes you may have?
Well, being that I opened that can of worms, I sure do. This might be a little left field, but I dislike movies that are not 2 hours. And I feel like it's a waste of my time going to pay to see a movie that's less than an hour and a half.
Wow. I don't know. It depends on how good the movie is. Right. It depends on, well, this is the left field show. Well, as long as we got Black Report on here, it'll always be the left field show.
You wrong,
Lady Black Reporter. Also, I wanted to let everybody know I did not forget about my two newest co-workers? Well, they were two newest co-workers, two newest colleagues. There we go. The two newest colleagues of Phone Fantasy Radio representing BKNY, Do or Die. It just happened to fall that way. We are representing Brooklyn, New York, all together, and that is Rickness on one side of the borough, and we have Miss Brick on the other side of the borough, and me in the middle. Yay!
All right, now.
One big happy family. Huh? One big happy family.
And I'm in
So, hey, yeah, you're all the way over there in Louisiana. Oh, yeah. By the way, don't forget my co-host. Don't forget my co-host, Black Reporter out of New Iberia, Louisiana, over there where the grass is brown and green.
Black Reporter is.
That's what somebody knows. Somebody called it the boot.
Yeah, his phone keeps going out because he's hanging out with Brett Favre talking about old football stories.
No. Not Brett Favre. What's his name from Bramblin'?
RD3.
No, not RD3.
Enough about football. We gotta put a boot in that. All right, folks. Once again, remind everybody that we'll be back on air Monday, March 5th, 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern. Mark your calendars. Right now, check out phonefantasyradio.com. Check out brickhouse.com, BRYKK house.com, and also check out Wellness versus Illness. .com. That's Wellness VS Illness.com. I work very hard on this site. You'll get to learn more about our two newest personalities, Brick and also Rickness. They'll be posting up questions of the day. They'll be posting up articles. They'll be posting up stories, testimony. It's going to be real good. We're going to have we're going to reshape and reform and come with y'all real hard because we want to be nominated for more categories next year. So you ask for something new, and, well, Phone Fantasy Radio is just going to give you that. They're going to be reaching very different topics, very different audience, and we hope that you continue to support us and like us and, you know, enjoy the show because we do this for you and myself.
All right, folks.
We're going to go down the line one last time because, you know, it is running the show. We're going to go down the line one last time. We're going to ask you what you dislike. What is your pet peeve? We're going to start from the top and work our way down to the bottom. So, 614,
truthfully,
John
what I hate,
H., what's something that you hate?
I hate racism.
You hate
I'm
who?
Yeah.
Racism.
I don't care if you're black or white. I love you for who you are. But they got a lot of people out there, man. They claim you, I've seen people, they claim they're your friend, but it's like, I went to the store and this one guy, there was a bunch of, him and his buddy, salt and pepper shaker. That's what we call one another. But when he got around his white friends, he didn't even talk to his buddy. And I told him, I said, man, that to me, that's racism. To me, it is. If you can't hang out with your friends, I don't give a shit what color they are. Just as long as they can speak English, you know. No, I'm not racist like that. It's what I'm saying is, if I can't understand somebody, you know, write it on a piece of paper. I'll get along with you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Hey,
right.
And on my Facebook page, it's got a Minnesota Viking thing, because trust me, I've been checking out a lot of Johns, and there's a lot more than me on this. Oh, you
got
to look up.
I know
up
what you got. I got the little purple thing. I know who you are.
Yeah, well, if you can't find me, all you got to do is look up my favorite articles, which does include Norma Stitch.
Right. I know who you are. You got 432 friends.
Trixie, I got
Melanie
Cotton.
Majority of them are big black women.
Yeah. Because I got Trixie,
comedy on my
Melanie
on
Rose,
my new stream.
Candy.
You said one awesome show yesterday at 12:42 p.m. I know who you are.
Oh, yeah. I kind of, some of the things, you know, what kills me at the library.
We're not
going to
get into that.
At,
we got to move on, John. We got to move on. This is not a private call.
Please.
Yeah, call us on the private line for that
hey,
one.
You want my phone
from
number?
Baton Rouge, no, I got it already. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 225. What's going on, Lady C? Give us another pet peeve that you have. Okay. Moving right along. Rick Miss, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Give us a pet peeve that you may have.
Okay, this is my pet peeve here. What bothers me, especially in major cities in New York, when you have, let's just say, for example, you got like about 10 cars and it's like a traffic jam. You got the seventh damn car is blowing a horn like he is the car that's behind the person that's caused the traffic jam. And, you know, you're blowing the horn and I'm walking next, you know, and I have my iPod on and I'm... That horn is drowning out my note, the music. And I'm like, you're blowing your horn and you the seventh car. You're not even the car that's behind the person that's causing traffic jam, not even blowing their horn. That bothers me.
That seventh car don't even exist, man.
Moving on right along, Brick, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
well,
Brick. Give us
a very
pet peeve, Brick. I know you got something good for us.
I always assume I got something good.
Because you made a list.
Big girls, men are very intelligent.
Because you made a list. This
you
is
this
I did have a list,
show.
But they all seem so petty and trivial.
Right. But
you know, considering the things
show.
I'm hearing. But if I had to say a pet peeve of mine, something that really drives me crazy, it gets on my nerves, is repeating myself. I hate to repeat myself. I really do. And I hate when people ask me, like when you said the whole huh thing, I don't like when people play dumb with the huh. Okay, no, it's good well they heard me the first time.
Thank you.
I know.
Somebody
yeah,
from
I
a female's perspective, thank you so much.
Sometimes it don't be that I didn't hear you. It be just that, playing dumb, like, I don't know. It sounds
you answer me 30 seconds before I can even get the thing back out, you answer. Huh?
I know.
Oh, no,
that's
know.
Me all the way, man.
What?
I swear, if y'all hung out with me, y'all get mad at me because that's me all the way, man. I'm like, huh? Yep, that's what he did it. Like, ma, you heard me. They tell you, I do that all the time.
Hey, man, I don't like that. That's a pet peeve of mine. I hate repeating myself. I really do. Especially when they heard me the first time. And I also
Thank
hate
you.
When people ask me a question, just rephrase it and think that the answer is going to change just because they rephrased it a different way.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
That's right. That's that game.
That's
game.
That's that.
You
right.
Know,
right,
I mean,
the people
are
trying to run game.
Oh, that's right. Wrestling comes on at 11 o'clock tonight.
How about you come over to my house? I'm like, no. Okay, listen this way. How about I come over to your house? The answer is still no. I don't care either way. It's no. No, the answer is no. And I don't like when people ask me things just switching around and think that that's going to change something. No, that bothers me. There you go.
All right. Okay. All right. See, I told you it was crush. I told you it was going to be good, huh? Look, huh? Huh?
What's your
thing? You're doing it right now.
I know.
You're doing it right now.
Huh?
See? You know what you want to hear, though.
Let me owe you ten dollars.
You hear that?
Right.
You hear? No, I'm just saying. This woman, she hears what she want to hear. She eavesdropped in my conversation. She heard that.
Hearing.
Oh, okay. She say no more.
I got selective hearing, right? But also, sounds like you know. Really, go ahead, John. What?
Now, one caller is in Virginia. Ask him if he's in Arlington, Virginia.
No, he's
in
Newport.
No,
he's
in Newport.
Did y'all not hear him say he's in Newport News? Did you not hear him say that?
I say he got selective hearing.
He got. He's in News.
So he thought that if he asked
a
question, maybe it would push him into Arlington. No, he's still in Newport News, John.
Oh, okay. That fucked, because I know he said he got a new phone. I wonder if he was on his way to somebody's house. I know.
He's
oh,
so
no.
The world
is small, John, but ain't that small. The world is small, but ain't
with
that
computers
small.
And Facebook,
my pet peeve. My pet peeve is this. I hate the fact that people doubt me. I hate that. I hate people doubt me. I never say nothing, and I can't follow through on it. If it's in my means, I'm going to follow through on it. And I done proved to you over and over again, you can throw as much hate, you can throw as much doubt, you can throw as much whatever, but when the crush says, oh, okay, we're going to do this, damn it, we're going to do this. And yet you still... You still give me that, oh, whatever. And it, that's my pet peeve. I hate people that doubt me, and I hate people that doubt my success. You know, I really do hate that. Another pet peeve I have, I hate people that don't embrace my belly.
What?
I just wanted to make sure y'all was paying attention.
Your belly? Hey, I'll give you my address.
I really do.
He's so silly.
Send me some pictures, man. I'll embrace
look at him.
Up all over my wall.
No,
I'm
not sending no pictures.
John, off the J.
You said nobody
no,
embraced
John,
me.
No,
come on,
send
you
no pictures. You got to embrace my belly. Just like you embrace my sagging titties, you got to embrace my
oh,
belly.
Oh, my God.
You got to embrace the thighs. You know,
hey,
I got the extra thigh meat in
chain.
Between there.
Come
I'm
on,
just saying,
Russ,
I got the extra thigh meat, you know, extra thigh meat in between there. So when I bend over, there's extra thigh meat that hangs right there. You got to embrace
nothing wrong with that.
You got to embrace
oh.
that, you know.
It's extra help with the thigh meat.
Yeah, that's
but
right. Hey. That's under thigh meat.
Yeah, but with a big
belly like
that,
you gotta embrace the extra stuff I have. I have the arm wing meat. You gotta embrace the arm wing.
Crush.
You know. What,
you
John? What, Black Reporter?
No, if you got a big belly, have somebody put like Hershey's chocolate syrup on it and lick it off.
No, lick off my belly. No, John.
Make him embrace that damn thing. Make him get down there and love it, baby.
Yo, Crash, you wild.
I worship your big belly, girl.
No. Don't laugh at him. He's not funny.
What about barbecue sauce?
I'm just saying I'm a super fluffy flirt, and you got to embrace all of me, not just half of me that you see in the profile picture.
I'm looking.
There's more that could not fit in there.
Yeah, but you got nice feet. You got awesome toes. You got gorgeous thighs, gorgeous eyes.
You're
a
good
total package.
You never
even
see my...
That's a number one fan right there.
Well, is he a fly on the wall?
Oh, John.
No, I'm on Facebook, trust me.
No,
oh,
I'm on Facebook. I like that. I like that. Is he a fly on the wall? No, I'm on Facebook. All right, folks.
Yeah.
We are down to the last 13 minutes of the show. We've been acting up tonight. We done did a little bit of everything. Once again, I lost my co-host. He always disappears around this time.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he always disappearing? What the hell is he doing?
He didn't charge his phone.
Yeah, I bet, man. I wish I was
flying
in the corner.
His phone.
I bet he's got friction burns on his hands.
What's I don't understand. If we know this show comes on, you know, okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Go ahead. This is a pet.
Well, who's that talking?
You know what? We need
that's
to have a staff meeting on this. This is ridiculous.
Did she just say we need to have a staff meeting? Wow.
A
it's
staff
official,
meeting.
Folks. We have staff meetings now, folks. It is
we
official
do.
Like Scott Tissue. We'll definitely do that. I hate people that don't keep it gangsta. That don't keep it real, so to speak. I hate people like that. That don't keep it gangsta.
No, don't be calling me up with no charge up phone after the show because I ain't talking to you after the show.
Uh-oh.
They call you up after the show.
Now, buddy.
Somebody's in deep. Yep.
You're messed up now, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, but you know something? Hey, you can tell a lot about a person through their eyes, and you're a very caring person.
Okay. You talking to LaCrush?
Yeah.
Oh, what you say?
You are,
huh?
Man.
What?
You're a very caring person. You can tell that by a person's eyes.
Now you're going to start saying, huh, right?
I got a wandering eye, so what does that say about me?
Uh-oh.
I got a wandering
eye. Why do you see LaCrush's eyes? They disappeared.
Did you crush?
She got dark brown eyes.
Don't be trying to pop back up in here like you've been here all this time, Lady C.
Oh,
here we go.
See how Lady C did that? Don't be trying to pop in here like you've been here the whole time, Lady C. We done try to talk to you, and we get here.
Oh, shit. I started something. I better keep my mouth.
Let me find out Black and Porter. Black and Porter. Right. I was going to say, let me find out you're on the other line of Black and Porter.
No. I was trying to see somebody asking how you doing. They want to talk to you.
Oh, good grief.
If that's Black Reporter, tell him to put that Vaseline away.
What?
That's not Black Reporter. That wasn't Black Reporter she's talking about.
Whoever that was, I'm sorry. Okay. We know what Black
Y'all
Reporter
is. Y'all are acting up right now. Okay, folks. We are coming down to the last 10 minutes of the show. Once again, like our pages, hit us up on Twitter. Everybody's on Twitter. We got Rickness1978. We got Brickhouse, BRYCKK. We got LaCrush Hearts. We got Black Reporter. We got Phone Fan Radio. You know, everybody's on Facebook right now. On Twitter. John, do you have a Twitter page?
Yeah, I got you on there.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Trust me.
And what about you, Gillis?
Yeah, Gillis Casanova.
Gillis Casanova. Oh, Casanova.
Oh, I love that voice.
You are Romeo and Julia.
Oh, God, girl. I'd rob a bank for you with that voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good grief, John. Tell us about yourself, Gillis. You new to the show. You're an artist. I know that. We played your music on here a couple of times. Tell us a little bit about yourself real quick.
Well, Gillis Casanova is very wild, very energetic. I love music. I love performing. I love meeting new people. I love going to different places, experiencing different cultures. I love eating, even though my stomach don't show it, but I'm a big guy. Like, I eat a lot.
Amen, brother.
I like watching DVDs. What else I like doing? I like going to happy hour and bugging out and getting kicked out, but in a good way.
Getting kicked out in a good way, right.
Yeah, like, you know, you get too hyped, and then the security tell you to calm down, and, you know, you wait till they leave, and you get even hyper. I'm a battery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I energize people around me. Like, it's never a dull moment around me.
It keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment. I'm a real exciting dude, though. You know, you could check me out on YouTube. You could punch in Gillis Casanova and check my videos out. Hit me up on Facebook at Uncle Gillis, Twitter Gillis Casanova. You could Google Face World Entertainment. What else?
I'm
Haitian, half Haitian, got a little bit of Dominican in me, but I don't speak Spanish, but I do speak French.
Okay.
Who you speak French? What's the right now on the phone?
Huh?
Hello?
I want to hear some French.
You want to hear some French?
Yeah.
Don't you dare go. Better not quote Patty.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
What? Let me see. Probably Vu Fonse.
You watch too many movies.
Crush, you like to eat, don't you? Since I live in Columbus.
No, I don't like to eat. This is.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
From looking at pictures.
We'll take you out to I'll take you out to Applebee's.
Give me the riblets.
Man, they got good.
Give
dollars,
me the $12.99 riblets. That's my
no,
thing.
No, all
now.
You gotta
give
do is
riblets.
Wear the pink night. Hey, just wear the pink nightie, man. We'll draw attention. We're going to Applebee's, but you dress like that.
Some meat they threw together and called it riblets. I don't know.
I can make like I'm blind, and you're I'm your special guest, but I'll walk in when.
Oh, this is turning into John's Fantasies 101.
I know, right? Anybody else know that too?
He needs to be on stand up,
or we could take
over,
and go to the salad bar.
Here?
Say what?
Is this picture with your girlfriend?
What picture?
You have on a green vest.
I'm not on the computer, man. I'm actually on my phone. I'll probably check up later. You said I got a picture with me and a girl. What is the girl wearing?
Yeah. She got on a purple long sleeve shirt. She got her arms wrapped around you. She looking lovely into the camera. Yeah, you got a green army shirt, I think, underneath it or something like that.
She's like a personality on my team, on the Face for Entertainment team. She's one of our personalities. Public. Public figure.
Public.
What do they call it when people represent you, when you can't make it somewhere?
Your representative?
Your publicist?
That's what it's called? Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, representative.
I said personality.
Spokesperson?
Yeah,
your
representative?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Chris, do you, autograph your pictures and can people buy them?
Nope.
Oh, come on, man. You could be making extra money. I know somebody else that does that.
John, you got $5,000.
Honey, all I got to do is send out some to Post Office Box 4164, send $25, and I get an autographed picture of the world's biggest boobs.
Oh, that's an enormous sense.
She is the
world's biggest boobs. So, yeah, she has her pole box, a P.O. box. And all that other stuff.
Of what we spend our money on.
I'm not going to do that.
Can I mention something
else? If
you just want to send me a check, donate.
No,
to
I was just wondering, autograph pictures, maybe throwing a little bit of. No use panties or nothing like that. All right, John.
What'd you say, Casanova?
Oh, my.
Especially
go ahead,
when it says naughty.
I wanted to mention I got an album called The Garden of Hip Hop. It's my EP. It came out February 7th. You know what I mean? If you love real hip hop, you won't be disappointed.
Cool.
You know what I mean? You can check it out. It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes?
Yeah, of course you punch in the name, Gillis Casanova, and it's called The Garden of Hip Hop. It's my profile picture. That's it right there.
Oh.
We actually got a star on the line. Work.
That Black Reporter. Dude,
thank you for actually acknowledging me, Black Reporter, because I've been working really hard. Oh, you want to talk about me?
No, he wasn't.
Ooh.
You want to talk about me?
Oh, Miss Brick. but all the listeners.
Nice. You got your fatigue
all you
on.
All fantasy listeners.
You got
Ms.
the
Brick
water
is,
paint in the background. Okay.
Miss Brick is on Twitter.
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't know if you're on
John.
Facebook, and I don't know if you're
John
on
John is really going hard right now. Thank you, John. We appreciate it, John.
We're going to get everybody out.
I would appreciate if you would retweet. I need more white people on my Twitter. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Judge my success by the amount of white people I have following me. Thank you.
Okay. By the way, you will be able to notice her Twitter page. She does have on some killer blue jeans.
What?
Oh my goodness, John. We're gonna call the library and revoke your membership for a couple of weeks.
As long as they got clothes on, they don't do that. So I don't, I know what to do. Trust me, when I get my computer at home, I can't
wait. Every library, they ain't
gonna
let you in.
Yeah, they will.
Right, they're gonna ban you from the local library.
Social networks
changing the layout and acting up on our pages. I should be able to have my page the way I wanted my page. If I don't want the timeline, I shouldn't have to have the timeline.
Oh,
if I didn't want the brand new Twitter, I shouldn't have the new Twitter. That's my best.
Because
some of the people's Facebook things is like different and stuff.
Yep.
No, I don't like it, man.
Big body.
John, how are you to add me as a friend?
Everybody in here should be my friend.
Why?
Why?
You don't say nothing.
Why?
You don't never say nothing.
We gotta get
anybody,
your password too.
No, is anybody on Facebook smoke weed? Because there's a good model for people who do smoke it. A friend with weed is a friend indeed. Yay.
No,
he's so
nobody.
Silly.
Bye, John.
He's so silly.
No, there's an even better one. A friend with weed is a friend in need.
I know.
Excuse me. The term is 420. Now, please stop saying that word for there.
Little Jack Horner stood in the corner, eating his Christmas pie, stuck in his plum, pulled out a thumb, and looked
all right,
at it.
All right, folks. We got other people
Holy
that want to come on here. We only got a few seconds left. 434, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Virginia,
what's your name is?
John?
Really? Your name is John from Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay. And welcome to Crush Grooves. What is your pet peeve?
Life.
Who?
What is that? I just love.
What is that?
You say life?
That's all I can say, life.
That's all I like it. John from Virginia.
What is he saying? This is the
okay. Anyway, moving on. We have just finished our show. Go ahead, Rick. Nance, what you was about to say?
No, I was about to say this is the perfect time for you to start saying, huh? Because I ain't hear nothing he said. What's wrong? What's going on?
Right. And then he said, people get mad at us and hang up because we couldn't understand you.
Wow.
Don't talk with the doodle in your
mouth. But thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being another notch in our belt. Once again, this is our last show until March 5th, 2012, where we have Brick's House and the debut of Phone Fantasy Radio. Four nights a week, Monday to Thursday, Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m., Tuesdays, Thursdays, 9 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. We're going to give it to you. We're going to bring all different types of topics from sex, politics, business, celebrity gossip. We're going to have trifling news, all that. We're going to do all that. All right, folks? So once again, thank you to John, Lady C,
Rickness, Brick, Black Reporter, Casanova Gillis. Check out his album, Garden of Hip Hop. He's on YouTube. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Just, you know, Google him. All that will pop up. All that. And I thanks for Brick and the Black Reporter.
Thanks
if
for the happy
will.
Birthday, Leah.
Thank happy you. Birthday to who?
No, because I forgot.
We already
no,
saying,
you know
we already saying happy birthday
old.
To you.
You
already saying happy birthday to you.
Oh, you can sing anything you want to, man.
Oh, my damn.
Shut up. Be quiet.
Give me
some water, Sam. Nothing else no more.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Anyway, folks, we acted up right now.
Did you ever hear about Peter Pan?
Nope.
No,
we don't want to hear about Peter Pan right now. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to have Black Reporter do his outro so I can go get me some food in my system. I feel so skinny right now.
Come on, man. Okay, I told you I'd take you to Applebee's.
Please, Black Reporter, please.
I'll take you to Applebee's.
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. That was something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go on and tell that one.
Go and tell that.
On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. Until March the 5th. Remember, we will be back March 5th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You are in.
And
we, including Pastor Brick and Rick, are out.
Peace out,
y'all.
Come on, Crush. I'll take you to Applebee's. Come on, man. I'm fine.
Go to bed, y'all. Go to bed.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Good. Bye.